Okay, so starting from the top.
Cool.
This is our first podcast of 2021, of actually recording in 2021.
2021, it's been a simple year so far. Things have been just fine, I suppose.
Yeah, very simple. Nothing weird or strange or interesting happening in these first 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, sure. No coups lately. Is it coup or coop?
It's a coup.
Okay.
It's not a coupe.
I always thought
you drive a coupe.
Sadly, that's what I thought it was. Is like you always say it as a coupe. Nope. Okay.
No. Yeah. No. No. You drive a coupe. You start a coup. You overthrow the government with a coup, or you're a bird. But that's another story.
I think I'm going to steer away from that topic of conversation, actually, and bring up what I wanted to mention, actually, really quickly before we get to the PAX show, which is so. This is gaming adjacent information, but one of the things I've been doing to kind of get through this pandemic is like binge watching a lot of TV shows, right?
Uh-huh.
Or namely one show on Netflix, which is Criminal Minds. And
okay.
Criminal Minds is great. I really like it. I'm on like at this point season 8, but like Criminal Minds has like 15, 12, I don't know, a ton of seasons, and it's weirdly like two seasons ago, they just got like smartphones. And so it is.
Wait, before you continue, can I just say, I like that your unit of measurement was 15, 12, a ton. Like that's how you count, apparently.
I mean, I realize 15 might be too high, but 12 is correct. And then I just.
And then a ton is just because you want to get the emphasis in there. All right. Sorry. Continue.
Comedic rule of threes and life rule of threes. I needed a third number. That every other number would have been wrong. So
a ton is not a number, just so we're clear.
And 12 could be a ton. Anyways.
I don't think that's actually how it works, but yes. Anyways, continue.
It was a metric system. Anyway, so I'm on season 8, which apparently took place in real life in 2012. And one of the episodes early on, because so watching this show, I start to get this sense. It's a pretty good gritty crime, like, you know, they're criminal mind investigators. They psychologically profile serial killers usually. But there's always one weird episode every, like, season. This one came early. It was called The Wheels on the Bus. And it is, like, the fourth or fifth episode of season 8 where a bus full of kids is, like, abducted and hijacked. And that's why the FBI is called in. Like, 20-something kids are abducted. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a twist. This isn't the usual serial killer thing. What's going on? It's video game based. So the reason I'm bringing it up, the premise is the kids are abducted, put into like a barn, and then 10 of them are taken away from the 20. And these 10 are then taken to a warehouse, then put shock collars on them and given microphones and kept in a cage. And then 2 of them are released. And then they have to go through like an abandoned paper factory with the serial killers being, I guess, or the villains being these 2 teenagers who are gamers, but they're hardcore gamers who've apparently had the skills, means, and fantasy in this realistic, gritty thing to abduct a bus with like semi-automatic weapons, have a adjacent barn, have an adjacent like farmer, like this farmhouse, abandoned paper mill thing, a cage, and like they've created this whole thing, and then they put the kids into a real life video game that they're playing called Gods of Combat. And like, it just felt like jumping the shark because I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? At first I was like, oh, they have collars and stuff on them. Is this going to be like a battle royale kind of thing? And I was like totally into that. And then it suddenly became like this. There's like the profilers are trying to figure out what kind of serial killer would have abducted. Why did they take all these kids and stuff? And then one of them, like the older guy, is like, oh, I played this. This is that online game, Gods of Combat. And the premise of Gods of Combat is, because this is how they describe that popular online competitive video game, is players have you abduct a vehicle. And from the vehicle, you pick 5 characters to be your team, and you get a lieutenant, some soldiers, a pawn, and like something else. And then you use them to conduct missions. Basically, it seems like a first-person shooter style. And the winner is the team that gets like the most kills on their opponent. And these kids, in their spare time, apparently, decided to create it in real life. And they're like having their two players, like they're telling each of their respective player, like, go left, go right. The gun is in the box. Take it and shoot your classmate. And like trying to see who wins.
So they went with the games aren't satisfying my needs anymore. We've got to do it in real life scenario for this.
Almost. Because I was like, are they just blaming violent video games? And the twist is, so these kids are hyper-competitive siblings. So it was sibling rivalry, but then they were hackers in the game in the sense that they played a hacked level, aka what they meant a mod, a hard mode mod where there was like a, if you die in the game, you lose your save. And so they both died in the game and thus lost their giant save files and couldn't play the game again. And so they got so pissed off as angry gamers that they decided to play it in real life. That's what made them serial killers.
Jesus Christ.
Because they were banned from the game.
Wait. So it was an actual game mode that they lost in?
So, there's Gods of Combat, the game, supposedly, but in it, hackers created, basically, they had a mod, and the hard mode mod was your wins and losses and stuff stayed, but if you lost, your file was wiped.
Okay, so that is an actual literal thing that, like, some games have, like, not even mod-related.
Yeah.
Like... There are several games where, I mean, I guess technically XCOM is even one of them.
But this is a first-person shooter.
You lose. Well, like, yeah, XCOM isn't a first-person shooter. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like these hardcore modes.
Yeah. So these guys played in the hardcore mode, but then they got kicked out or they lost, actually. And so then they were like, they didn't.
And so their solution wasn't to start a new save file. It was to kidnap and make. Oh, God.
Play it in real life. And apparently these two teenage kids had the means to do so. And they kind of, they eked it out in that it wasn't just the video game that made it do it, but they were predisposed because of their intense sibling rivalry and their intense love of games, or this specific game that they were like obsessed over, that losing it was the stressor that turned them into killers.
Uh-huh.
And somehow these two kids managed to create the most elaborate serial killing thing than every previous eight seasons of, where every previous one is like, guy stabs somebody. Like, it's a white angry male who stabs somebody or shoots somebody. And it's pretty realistic or fairly for what a TV show could be. Except for this one weird one where these two 20-year-olds or 21, not even that. They were they've just graduated high school, one of them. But, like, created a whole virtual world and underground. Like, they had microphones and computers set up and they couldn't be hacked into for a while. It was, and I'm just like, it's, what? Like, in the middle of all this, just what? And the game doesn't even sound that fun. Like, who starts off the... It's, like, sort of Fortnite-y. You abduct a bus to choose your, like, characters. And then you make them fight. It's like, why not just have, like, Counter-Strike? Just play Counter-Strike.
You know, all these episodes are always, like, created by people who don't actually play video games. And you can tell.
Yeah. It was... Like,
yeah,
and they had the nerdy characters, like, because there's a hacker, like, computer techie person, and they're able to spout off, like, code words and stuff, like, but it didn't even make any sense. And then the other characters or the cool characters would be like, what are you saying? Or translation, please, or Earth to English, or something, like, that sort of a, because they're talking in gamer speak. Like, oh, they play a hell mode. What's hell mode? Oh, it's a modified, it's a mod. It was a mod. It's not a hell hack or some weird thing they called it. But yeah,
Jesus
it was just,
Christ.
It just popped up like this week and I was just, I had to share it with you because what the fuck?
Yeah, there are a lot of bad video game TV shows, like in terms of like those, the procedurals where they try to make a video game a part of it. Oh God. I won't go into it, but there was an episode of the show Life where, like, I don't remember the exact reasoning behind it or, like, what they were looking for, but basically important information had been stored on an Xbox because an Xbox is just like a computer, but this gamer had made it so the only way you could access the information on the Xbox was if you beat this game or got to like the secret level in a game. And it was the dumbest. They made it so like, oh God, I can't even go into it. It is one of the worst, if not the worst, video game uses in a procedural that I've ever watched. The show is otherwise very good, but that particular episode is shitty.
I just recommend this one episode to you. Season 8, like episode 4 or 5, The Wheels on the Bus. Because I was because you don't realize how stupid it is until like 10, 15 minutes in. Because you're still, they don't reveal that it's two gamer kids who are doing this. And the whole time, if you're trying to figure it out, it's like, whoa, this is a huge twist. Or yeah, they abducted a lot of people. They're precision oriented. And they were like, these two people they're organized, they're strategic, and it's their years of gaming that have turned them into this way. They're organized killers.
Yeah. If there's anything that being in gamer culture and like being around people who play video games a lot, that doesn't make you more organized. If they lose their save, they're going to go on Twitter and bitch about it to the developers. They're not going to actually do anything. They'll maybe like, Okay. That's a great way to start this episode. I'm just going to let my headache go away right now.
It's a gamer. Da-da. We're here. It's a gamer.
This makes no fucking sense, but we're doing it anyway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer, the procedurally generated podcast that's a roguelike for your ears. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with...
Harvey Z, in the place to be.
And we've got a very special episode for you planned today. It's all one content. It's all one thing, except for Harvey Z's 10-minute tangent to start the episode off with, ruining my flow.
Was it? Was it? What?
Sorry, I was distracted by something. So basically, there is this website called fantasycritic.games, www.fantasycritic.games, and it lets you create fantasy leagues for your... basically video games that are being released over the course of the year. And it's entirely based around open critic scores. So you get positive points if the game is ranked 70 or higher on open critic. And you get more points the higher it's ranked. And you lose points if it's 70 or lower.
Question.
Yes.
Is Open Critic like a specific thing, like a website?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, like there's Metacritic and there's Open Critic and they're slightly different. Both those sites have slightly different ways of doing the aggregate review scores. So it is specifically Open Critic that they draw their aggregate data from.
Okay, so it compiles lots of different reviews and basically gives the average or the total in some way?
Right, yes.
Okay, got it.
I think Metacritic like weights more prominent publishers and like outlets a little more in their averages versus I think Open Critic is a little more standard across the board, which is why they use it. But I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, so I thought it would be fun for me and Harvey Z to do a draft and have like a little bit of a fantasy gaming league going on, and we won't be talking about it every episode. It won't be like a constant thing that we're bringing up all the time, but we'll check in at several points throughout the year, talk about how our studios are doing. Harvey, would you like to talk about your studio that you named?
Certainly. I don't know a lot of studios IRL, so I went though with one that I know, but I don't know what it makes. Triangle Hard Studios.
I like the pun. I do like that.
I wasn't sure if people would get it. It's a little inside gaming knowledge on Squaresoft. I don't know. But I don't know. Why do I know Squaresoft? What did they do?
Squaresoft did Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger, Super Mario RPG. They were big in RPGs in like the 90s.
Okay.
They merged with Enix, so they're Square Enix now. Squaresoft technically doesn't exist anymore.
Well, but, yeah. This will be an homage to them, and I'm glad to see that I've named it after a strong studio then. Good.
It is true. You did pick a good studio to reference. I, of course, didn't go with a reference. Well, I guess it is everything is a reference, but I didn't go with a specific gaming studio reference for mine. My studio is named Manatee Interactive.
Self-aggrandizing.
Look, you know, I've got a brand. I've got to stick to it.
I mean, Harvey Z approves, but...
So here's how it's going to work. We're going to start this draft, and we're just going to be going through it live here on the podcast and talking a little bit about what we're picking. We've set it up. The league setup that I've made is we're going to get 20 games over the course of the year. Since there's only two of us doing this, I figured give us some wiggle room and see what happens. We're going to be drafting 10 tonight, and then we've got 10 more slots to fill over the remainder of the year. We're also going to get two counter picks, which basically means we think that one of the things that the other person picked is going to do poorly. And the counter picks basically work in the reverse of the regular picks, which is you get points if it's 70 or below on Open Critic, and you lose points if it's above 70. So you have to really consider your options here with the counter picks. I've also happened to add a little setting just to make things fun, is that whatever we counterpick cannot be dropped from the other person's list. So if we counterpick something that, say, doesn't get released this year, you're stuck with that for the rest of the year anyway.
And we're doing the counterpicks tonight?
Yes, yeah. Okay. The counterpicks happen from the 10 that are drafted tonight.
Okay, that seems nice because I might go for some wild cards later down the road.
Yeah, I'll explain off podcast about like pickups and bidding and everything that happened the remainder of the draft. But for tonight, we're focusing specifically on the draft, and we're picking 10 games. So I think I know what I'm doing. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit. You got any other questions?
I do.
I need to go over.
I had, I think, one or two questions. One question was, is it a linear kind of like? How many points you get in the sense of if something is like 69 or 65 or so, it's just like one or minus five you get against you? Or is it like if it goes to 50 or 40, you really like get a ton of points lost?
Let's see how,
same, I guess, on the flip side.
I'm looking at the facts.
Okay.
So here, Dragon Ball FighterZ got an Open Critic score of 86. And scored 16 fantasy points.
Okay, so 1-1.
And then Red Dead Redemption 2 got a 97 and got 34 fantasy points. It's 1 point. Okay, here it is. 1 point per point for 70 to 90. 2 points per point for 90 to 100.
Okay, so I really want to pick some good games tonight. Like things that could get 90 plus.
Yeah, right, exactly. 90 plus is the best. But anything over 70 still scores you points. And it also scales downwards. So like Fallout, they give Fallout 76 here as an example. It got a 52.
Okay.
And that scored negative 14 fantasy points because it was negative one from 60 to 70 and then half a point from 60 to 52. So like the worse it does, you still get, you know, lower.
Okay.
It scales the same way as.
But it's a little bit forgiving. If you pick an absolute bomb.
Yeah.
And then the last question I think I had was, if a game doesn't release this year, are we fucked?
So if you had been listening about 5 minutes ago when I said, if we counterpick a game, like it's stuck on your roster.
Oh, I don't mean a counterpick though. Yeah, just.
But like if something isn't counterpicked and it is pushed or delayed into 2022, you can drop it for free. And pick something else up.
Is this going
now,
like...
if you'll notice, though,
yeah.
You have a budget, which is anything picked up after the draft comes out of your budget.
Ooh.
And once you run out of budget, you can't pick anything else up anymore.
And because Harvey Z is always looking for like an edge, what's to prevent me from like waiting till like December 29th to then drop all my shitty games, I guess, and then just pick up some nice wins?
Because you can't pick up anything that's already been scored.
Oh, once it comes out, it scores. And then it's...
Yes, that's the whole point.
Got it.
That like you can't pick up Tom Brady in week 17 of the Fantasy Football League and get all his points from the games he played the rest of the year.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah. I see.
And so it's the same thing. Like you've got to pick your stuff before it happens.
Harvey Z is just thinking of ways to like game the game. I play yeah, levels.
Harvey Z is trying to cheat because he knows less than I do. That's the gist of it.
This is the Triangle Studio hard way. Triangle Hard Studios. That's what we're
the Triangle Studio hard way. Okay. All right. So here I'm gonna click. Unless you've got any other questions.
Nope. I think I'm good.
All right. So I'm clicking Start Drafting. All right.
You're up. Oh, I'm first.
I gave you the first draft. Now it's a snake order draft, which mm-hmm. means basically, or as I assume that's the way I did it in the other league that I did, is it'll be snake order. So basically you're going to get one, I'll get two, then you get two, then I get two, and it'll go back and forth.
Okay. It just beeped on me. It's my turn to draft. Ah, it's teaching me how to do this. I was like, I don't know how to draft. Select draft game under player actions. Okay, good. It was like enter in the game's name, and I was like, oh, fuck this. there's two number one picks that I'm torn between, actually. Do I have time to like talk this out loud to you, or do you
not? Yeah, there's no time limit on this other than like we have a podcast to record, so don't take all night.
Because one of them I just want to take out of spite, but I feel like giving it to you, which is your like game of choice that I see here, Ratchet and Clank. You seem to like them. And I feel like you would take them, but I would rather take this other game. Then again, fuck it. We're going with spite. I'm taking it. Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart as a fuck you, T-Man.
Wow. So literally your first pick is a fuck you. You're not even going to try to say this is like a nice, friendly, like fun game between friends.
I'll say though, Ratchet and Clank is like, it's ranked like really high. I think it was like top three picks and like, so I hate fucking Tom Brady. Fantasy football, I always take Tom Brady. And then I take Joe Flacco number two. That used to be my fantasy strategy all the way through. Go Ravens.
Okay. Well, I guess that's your pick then. That is a very good pick. It's solid. It's probably going to review well. It's a PS5 game that's going to showcase nice, good graphics, and it's a pretty good shot to release this year. So
I figure I shouldn't play around with my first pick, and like because there's some that are just TBA to be announced, I guess, and I'm worried about that now. Mm-hmm. So I have to fix it.
Okay, well, lock it in.
It is. It seems to be under my like I can see it now. Is it?
Oh, let me refresh my page then. Maybe it. Okay, it didn't. It didn't refresh for me. I had to do it. Okay, all right. So you're locked in here. Well.
I feel strong now. Okay. I'm going to kick your ass. I feel like talking trash now. I'm winning.
All right. Well, I was going to be nice and give this for you because it's one of the ones you recognize. But I'm not going to give you the chance to take it since you decide to start with a fuck you.
Which one?
So my first pick is Hitman 3.
So I'll share with you because I have my fantasy list. Hitman 3 is... not in my top 20.
Oh wow!
That's impressive. I left it alone.
Okay, I thought you might head towards it because you recognized Hitman, and
I'm playing this to win. When is it going to be? Is it a risky pick? Like it released?
Hitman comes out next week.
Oh, okay.
And it's getting really good previews, and everyone is saying it looks really good. So.
Ah, okay. See, I didn't even look at that sort of
stuff. I'm starting off the year strong. Like, I'm picking something I know is releasing.
You're getting points on the board. Where was it ranked out of curiosity? Like, on their fantasy or whatever their official rankings are?
I didn't check and see. Hold on.
I'm wondering if I can...
I can look at another time.
Yeah.
It's fairly high up. I think it was at, like, an 88 or 87 hype factor.
Got it. And I'm looking at this. Right, so, I have it to where
so
it's
now
set.
I've okay. got another pick.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because so, it's snake order. So you're going to get two after me here.
Okay.
But my second pick is going to be, drum roll, please. Monster Hunter Rise.
Ooh, did I rank this one? I did not. Because is this the game, like, I'm assuming it's related to the Monster. I don't understand the Monster Hunter franchise. Like, is it good? Is it pop? There's cats in it, I think, right?
Yes, the Palicos.
Yes, Palicos. What?
Yes. So Monster Hunter has been, like, sort of a niche franchise that a lot of people enjoy. But, like, it never really took off in the West as much as it did in, like, Japan. Until Monster Hunter World, which came out for the PS4, I think 2017, maybe 2018, a couple years ago. Anyway, so Rise is the next entry, and it's coming out on Switch, which has a huge user base, and also seems to be taking all the good stuff from World and expanding on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's going to be really good, and a decent hint. Like, Monster Hunter games usually score pretty well.
And we're talking about U.S. scores, or, like, will the stuff, if it's good in Japan, help you out here?
I mean, it's all about review sites.
Okay.
So it's whatever the Open Critic website, I think it's usually American and, like, Eurocentric. I don't know if it, like, really takes into account Japanese reviews or things like that. It might take into, like, the big ones like Famitsu and others. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know for sure how the aggregate works.
Got it. So I guess it's my pick next. And
yep.
Whoops. Let me refresh my thing. Okay. My turn to draft game. I'm looking at my watch list now. Oh, good. It updated it for me. So I can pick two now. Ooh, this is now I feel like pressure. Now this is real. I'm going to pick a game that I actually added today just because I was I was doing a little bit of last minute prep. I had my list. This one, I swung it all the way up there and I was like, I think I recognize this game. Horizon Forbidden West.
Mm-hmm.
I think is this the one where you kill, is it the dinosaur robot game that, like, is a sequel or something?
Yes, that Horizon Zero Dawn was the first game and Forbidden West is the sequel. You are correct.
All I saw was, like, I clicked on it because I was recognizing it. And then the picture of it is really pretty. I really like the cover art.
Oh, it's definitely a solid pick and it'll probably do well. The only catch is we're going to see if it actually releases this year.
Oh, no. It didn't say TBA. It did say 21, but okay.
Yeah, like, it's announced for 2021, but, you know, COVID and all that good stuff.
Oh, shit.
You never know what might get pushed back. And yeah, it doesn't have, like, a firm release date yet.
Who's the studio? Are they good?
It's a Sony studio. So it's, like,
okay,
I think it's Guerrilla.
Okay.
Is the studio that makes the Horizon games. So we'll see. It has a decent shot at coming out this year. Like, it has a better shot than God of War, I'd say.
That might change my third pick. maybe I'll switch that around a little bit then.
God of War is, like, it says it's supposed to be 2021, but, like, a lot of people aren't expecting it to come out this year.
Okay.
I'm not trying to, like, snipe it out from under you or anything.
I appreciate it. I trust you on that one.
I'm simply stating what I know and how I feel about it.
Because, like,
I would bet, I'd say it's at best a 50-50 shot of it coming out this year.
Got it.
Because if you want to gamble, you can gamble, but
I think it's too early to gamble, so I'm going to go to actually the next pick that I had down, which is Gran Turismo 7.
That's a decent pick.
Oh, decent. That's it. Okay. Well,
like, so here's the thing. Like, these are, ooh, wow, I got a little nice little doo-loo letting me know it was my turn. Like, here's the thing is that, like, Sony's announcements for their games, like Horizon and Ratchet and Clank and Gran Turismo, God of War, all of them have like 2021 as their release year, but none of them had like a specific time frame except for Ratchet and Clank, which I think was like spring 2021 or summer 2021 or something. Like none of the rest of them had like any sort of like target window or like date. And so we're going into like next generation PS5 games. These are like the system sellers, and clearly they want to get the information out like, hey, this is coming. And so they also put 2021 probably to get people to like be excited about the systems, but they also gave themselves a lot of wiggle room in case things get delayed or whatever. So it's really hard to tell with these, like, are they coming out this year? Probably, maybe, who knows? We'll see.
I see, because I'm realizing all of my picks just say 2021.
Yeah.
I didn't pick specific dates. I don't know why. I think I went against it or I was nervous about that.
Things that have dates are like the most locked in to probably come out this year.
Okay.
Things that are like vague are probably more likely to release, maybe not release this year, but I don't know. We'll see.
Noted.
Okay. We gotta decide what to pick next. I've got a couple choices. Again, I gotta decide if I want to go for like my personal favorites, things that I want to root for, or go for things that are a little more solid, or just more fuck yous.
I don't think there's, well, there might be one or two fuck yous in here, but I don't think I've got something where I'm like, oh man, I'd be disappointed at this point.
I mean, right now, the biggest fuck you I have is that I'm looking at Gotham Knights and decided whether I want to take that now or...
I'll be honest, it's on my list of like 20. I'm worried about it. Like, I don't know if it's going to come out or not, is my worry.
So Gotham Knights has a better shot of coming out than Suicide Squad does.
Ah, yeah, I forgot about Suicide Squad. I didn't even look at that one.
Yeah, like I'm not even counting Suicide Squad. I don't think it's even available. I don't think they've announced it for 2021. I think it's a 2022 game. But I'm fairly certain Gotham Knights will come out this year. It's going to be interesting, though, because who knows if it's going to be good? Like, the last one was sort of... I don't know. I think it won't do bad. I don't know if it's going to hit, like, 90s or whatever. Okay, I'm going to pick one that I'm excited for and one that I think is going to score really well. All right. So the first one I'm picking is Shin Megami Tensei 5.
I saw it, but it had too many words in it that I did not know what it meant. And I was like, I recognize it though, but I don't know why. Like, I probably heard of two or three or something.
So Shin Megami Tensei is an overarching label that, and there's like several different splinter groups within it. Like, there's the main series is Shin Megami Tensei 2, 3, 4, 5. But the most well-known one is Shin Megami Tensei Persona. The Persona series is a spin-off of SMT. They also had the Digital Devil Saga. There's Devil Survivor, a couple others. But like it's an Atlus RPG. Like, Persona is the most famous of them. But the mainline ones are also pretty well regarded and usually do pretty well. So that one's a personal favorite. I don't know if it's going to get a 90s score, but I have faith in it. And it should come out this year, I'm hoping. Crossing fingers. It'll be on Switch if you're interested in playing it.
I don't even know, like, now you've said all those things. Is it going to be an RPG? Is it like...
Yeah, it's an RPG.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's basically Pokemon, but with demons.
I mean, that's a great sell right there.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be up your alley because it's like, imagine Pokemon, but you're doing it with demons and like everything is dark and gritty and weird and the world's like in an apocalypse sort of thing. It's usually how SMT games go.
Cool.
So the next one I'm going to pick, this one isn't a particular favorite of mine, but I think it's going to do well. I'm picking Nier Replicant.
This one, I saw it. It was like, it looked good on the watch list or it was ranked high, but God, that title. It annoys me.
It is a really fucking weird title.
like
version whatever
1.22474487139. Like, the fuck. I saw that and I was like, see, I want to be able to look at a title of a game and go, oh, I know what this game is about. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. And if I didn't know the history of Nier, I wouldn't have any idea what it is.
Okay. Let's see. What do I got?
Yeah, we'll talk about that more later. Nier is an interesting series. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think it's going to review well. So.
Okay. Just take a quick peek at... So I can see what their top picks are versus what are my top picks. And let's see, my top pick, the next thing should be coming up is, see, so I'll spill the beans on what I have next, but I'm just hesitating because it's a TBA, which is to say it's Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Like, I personally want to own this game and buy it. So I'm like, this is a personal choice, but now I'm like, with that TBA.
Yeah, like, so here's the thing with Breath of the Wild. Like, it's going to go. Me or you is definitely going to pick it, just so we're straightforward here. But the thing is, Nintendo has been is always very cagey about what they're releasing and doesn't really give a lot of lead up to it. So we know Breath of the Wild 2 is coming, but there's a lot of people are assuming it's this year, but there hasn't been any indication that it's this year. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't really given any updates or anything like that on it.
Okay.
And it's going to score well if it releases this year. Like, it's basically a long shot pick. Like, it's if you pick the quarterback that's always injured, but when he's not injured, he has really good games, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it. He's, like, then I think I'm going to make a riskier, deeper pick. This is actually in my bottom 10, but it has a little bit more accuracy. I'm going to take Ghostwire Tokyo.
Oh, nice. That's good. Nice pick. Deep cut.
It's this tiny, cute, adorable woman who, like, spoke, and I remember her. I follow her on Twitter, and I like her. So
she's not the director anymore, but
is she involved in the project?
She left the studio. Oops. But she was originally the director of it and was, like, working on it for, like, a year or at least. So, like, she was involved with it at one point. You are correct.
Okay. Well, yeah. And it didn't give me a lot of points for that. It was like, ooh, okay, fair enough. But it didn't think that that's going to do that great, actually. But okay.
I mean, it has a decent shot at being... I don't think it's going to do poorly. I don't know if it's going to set the world on fire, but...
Okay. I think
it'll be pretty good.
My next pick is going to be I think I need a solid, like, I'm going to look at my list at which has a release date. This might be a little bit of a fuck you, but I'm going to take this game, I don't really know it, Dead Cell Fatal Falls.
Oh, yeah. That's just the next Dead Cells expansion.
How many Dead Cells are there?
I mean, it's not even like, it's just DLC for Dead Cells. It's not its, like, own game. It's just the next expansion to it.
Oh, but we just care about the critic scores.
Right, yeah. So it'll get reviewed. It'll probably review well unless everyone's like, fuck, Dead Cells is overrated at this point.
Is this the game that you like, Dead Cells?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The roguelike?
Yeah. It's the side-scrolling roguelike that, like, is all action-oriented.
Okay. I'm hopeful then. Sure.
Okay. I think I'm gonna do the same thing I did last time. I'm going to pick one that I want... and one that I'm, like, not super excited for, but I think is gonna do well. So first one I'm gonna pick is Deathloop.
I looked at that.
That's the one I'm excited for.
It's highly ranked. I don't know anything about it, so I stayed away.
It's a time loop game. You know how I feel about time loops.
Is this just Looper?
You're an assassin, and you've got to kill, like, 8 targets. But there's also another assassin also caught in the same time loop that's out trying to kill you. And it's basically like you keep playing. It's like sort of like an open world first person hitman-y type thing where you've got to figure out how to kill all 8 of these people before the other assassin gets to you. And it's like it looks really interesting and really fun. And it's by the same people that did Prey and Dishonored and... I think it's going to be a good game, and I hope it reviews well.
I mean, so I have the advanced projections, and now you're kicking my ass with this. All of your picks have been solid so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to pick things that I think are going to be good.
Yeah.
And so this next one is I'm taking it simply because of the pedigree and, you know, the series. It's Resident Evil Village.
It was the highest ranked one up there still on their, like, the thing. I'm just, Resident Evil is like, I know it's a solid franchise. I even know about it. It's just the title Village. I was confused.
It's a pun. Like, if you look at the way they set up the village, it's 8 because it's V-I-I-I.
And then
Edge. Like, it's stupid. It's Resident Evil 8, but they're calling it Resident Evil Village. But, like, the I is one of the 3 8s in the Roman numeral.
Oh.
It's dumb.
I was, like, looking at it, and like, it kept bringing up, like, zombie Animal Crossing with, like, Evil Village.
That would be actually, you know what? I would play that. Zombie Animal Crossing. That would be fun.
Now, would it be super cute with little, like, zombies that become your friend? Or is it, like, a horror game that you just happen to, like,
It's like during the day you like plant your flowers and give gifts and hang out, and then at night you pull out your shotgun and fight off the zombie hordes.
Oh, see, I would be
just like,
I'd want to be on the side of the zombie, so I would invite zombies to populate my village to terrorize the people.
All right, we got to sit down and get like a programmer and some people who know how to make games and maybe learn
copyright, Unity copyright.
Or something. We can make this. I have faith in us.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my watch list again. And so this one, I was going to make it my 8th round pick, but it's a gamble, but it's a fuck you pick.
Okay.
Psychonauts 2.
Oh, that's a good pick. That would have probably made it in my next set of picks.
That's why I was like, I was going to make it my like, 8th or maybe my like 9th or 10th, like the last couple, like just as a final fuck you, because I know you like the franchise, but that's the only reason. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Okay, so that's the silly one. So now let's pick something solid, guys. And I'm saying that to all the Harvey Z fans out there rooting for me who probably know what I should pick. Like they're like, oh, this game, it's going to be the next greatest thing and it's coming out tomorrow. Shit, let's go with... I don't know if that's because there's one fuck you pick that you could do to me and I don't want you to do it, but I'm going to go instead. I don't know. It's a deep pick.
How many fuck yous are there?
I view a fuck you as like a game the other person really likes and would like to just own as like a, so that's where it's like, there's a game out there that I would like to own. Let's go with the,
it's not Gotham Knights that I already talked about.
No. Cause like, I know the fuck you to me is a game I am going to buy probably in the next year. Gotham Knights, I'd wait and see if I like how the reviews do. Let's take this Far Cry game. I know
it's a solid pick. Far Cry's usually review pretty well. Well, the main ones.
I just don't know if it's going to come out this year. I'm nervous about it.
I think it was originally planned for like March or April, and then they pushed it back to a general 2021 after COVID. So I think it has a decent shot since it was originally planned for like an earlier release.
Got it. Okay. This is the first of like the last 3 picks. This is ranked higher projection wise than my last 3 picks.
Okay. Let's see. I don't want to like take all the like super well-known games. Like, I want to give you an opportunity to dig your own hole.
Oh, don't worry. My tenth pick will probably be the long shot one, the TBA. I'll take at least one TBA if you take one TBA.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I could take a TBA. It's the highest rate. No, you know what? Fuck it. I will take a TBA this round. This one, I almost am positive it's not going to come out this year, but I'm taking it anyway, just because we're gonna pick the good old Elden Ring.
Elden Ring. Nothing comes to
Elden Ring is gonna be the next game from the Dark Souls people from Software, so it's being written with George R. R. Martin.
Oh, so it's not coming out anytime soon.
It was announced, I think, at the end of 2018, and we haven't gotten anything but the announcement trailer since then. So
okay,
you know, who knows when it's going to come out? It's a long shot.
It is,
but I'm
you are projected to score zero there. For it. That is the
like it. No one thinks it's coming out.
Okay,
but for my next one, I am picking Bravely Default 2.
Okay, I've heard good things in the sense of it's ranked high. I don't know what it's about.
It's an RPG. It's going to be out for the Switch. The first Bravely Default game reviewed really well and had a decent fan base. So it's like a classic-y RPG. Should be fun.
Okay. Okay.
So now I've only got two more picks. We've hit eight on mine. So you're going to get two more. I'm going to get two more. And then you're going to pick your last one.
I will then... Thinking about it. I'll wait to make it my 10th. Round pick kind of thing is the ridiculous one. Although I have like two. Let's not overthink it. I'll take the smart gamble. Let's Legend of Zelda bite the bullet. See what happens. We're going to take it now. Okay. Breath of the Wild 2. Like, it's not a 10th.
And that one's not your long shot?
It's not the long shot. That was actually in my top 10, like originally before I learned more about these rules and stuff. Although it is a TBA. So,
yeah.
But. Then the other one, I'm actually going to take Lego Star Wars.
Ooh.
Skywalker Saga. Ooh, I feel,
nice pick.
I feel like the Lego Star Wars have like a good, like they're a solid franchise. They've got like credibility or something. I don't know if it's coming. Oh, it is spring even. It has a better than just a year release date. Okay. I feel good about it now.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, that's a decent... It's a decent pick. I always forget about the Lego games, but they always do really well. So,
like when I was creating my draft list, that's sort of what I. That's why I put Gran Turismo on there. I would never get Gran Turismo, but I know there's car people, and it's this feels like that's their only game for the year. And like the Lego people, like kids, I just want to like get that kid money because at first I thought it was about the money and stuff. And so yeah, but critics, maybe there's kid reviewers out there who will give it. Unless I get hit with, like, the anti-Star Wars fanboys.
Nice. All right. Let's see. So I've got a little bit of wiggle room here. I really want to pick Hollow Knight.
Like, yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
It's a TBA. I'm
pick Hollow Knight. It's a TBA, but it's been, like, on the verge of coming out for, like, 2 years now. So, and it just recently got a gaming profile in Game Informer and like a magazine. So I think this is its year. It'll be close. I don't know for certain because they've been hedging their bets and aren't given an official release date. But like when Hollow Knight came out on Switch, it was literally like they announced it and it came out the same day. So I'm hoping they do something similar here. So that's number 9. My last pick.
Last pick.
Do I go crazy? Do I pick something absolutely weird and just far out there that might not even do well? Give you something to maybe counterpick?
Don't want to take Overwatch 2?
No, I'm not going to take Overwatch 2. There's no way that's coming out this year. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go with Gotham Knights. I think I'm gonna roll the dice on it.
Okay.
Do Gotham Knights. It's not projected very well, but I have faith in it. I think it'll be my dark horse.
Alrighty.
All right. What's your crazy last pick?
So since you went with, I can see it's a lower pick and everything. I will. So this is the last thing I have left, right? So let me pick something then that is. Like a personal fan favorite choice, which I will take because I'll tell you there's two of them and I'm going back and forth between them. But
okay,
I will take the more personal favorite rather than doing the gaming the system one, which is to say I just saw this and I really want it to come true because I'm going to buy this game. Darkest Dungeon 2.
Ah.
Drafted.
Cool.
There we go.
That, I mean, if that comes out this year, that's a good pick. I'm sure it'll do well.
I just don't know if it's going to come out this year at all. I hadn't heard anything about it. This was the first where I saw it, and I was like, ooh. And it is a TBA.
Well, now I get to do my counter pick.
Okay.
My first counter pick Oh, jeez. I mean, you've got a pretty decent setup. It's almost like it's kind of sucks because like I'm trying to minimize points I'm losing versus things I think will do badly, you know?
I feel like Zelda seems to be an obvious target in the sense of if it doesn't, but it could blow up. It's a gamble
like,
either way.
That's like high risk, high reward. Because like if I pick that and it does come out this year, I am fucked.
Yeah.
So I think my first counter pick is going to be Ghostwire Tokyo.
Oh, okay. It is the lowest projected game that I have. So, and this means now I cannot drop it.
Correct.
Okay.
It's also strategic. Like maybe I pick something that I don't think is going to come out this year and just like make it sure it's stuck on your list.
And so I could be a dick to you. I mean, there's a game you have that is ranked zero.
Right.
Which is your Elden Ring. But I'll make it so that...
I mean, that is a safety pick for you. I'm not going to...
So my first pick, I'll make it my actual one and not the dick pick.
I don't want your dick pick.
How do I pick the... draft counter pick. Here it is. The game I will choose is Gotham Knights as a counter pick. Okay. I think it's a good... Okay. I don't know if it'll be a good game, dude. It looks good. Like, people will buy it, but I don't know if it'll rank high.
All right, now you get a second one.
Oh.
Snake Order, just the same way.
I mean,
go ahead and pick it. You have to pick it.
I gotta. I mean, Elden Ring, sure. George R. R. Martin. Right.
Yeah, I went with that specifically to give you a
because right a now, bit of a, I will say, it's ranking, like, what are our projected points? You're already projected to beat me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Honestly, I think I'm just going to have to go with this.
Darkest Dungeon?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. True.
Like, I don't know. I think it'll do decent if it comes out this year, but it's probably about as... I mean, I don't know when it's supposed to come out, like what its projected actual release date is or if there have been delays or anything, but it feels safer to me than like Breath of the Wild, which probably won't come out this year, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. Fair. And so it's showing what the projected fantasy points are. I'm projected to score over the year 139 points. You're projected to score 144.
Yeah, well, that means we're pretty close.
And
like this is we're pretty evenly matched based on what the projections going into the year. But as we all know, people get injured, things happen, you know, has a bad year, whatever's going on. You never know what's going to go on with your fantasy team. Who knows how many of these are actually going to release this year and what's going to happen.
And it's interesting. So it's showing us that there are six games that we know will come out or have hard dates. And then everything else is of the 20 games so far picked. Okay. Yeah. And five of them are yours. So,
I mean, I went with a lot of ones that have hard release dates that are coming out in the first half of the year that I think are going to do well. So, I mean, you have a lot of like back half games that are probably going to do well if they come out this year. So, and you've got room to play with. You're only stuck with a couple.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do with this. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it, but like, you have unlimited releases of games that aren't going to release this year. So like if anything gets updated that's pushed into 2022,
you can
drop it
at
no penalty. But I limited it to three drops of things that have dates of coming out this year. So.
And then to buy games, how much? Oh, is it just we're bidding like anything and it's first come, first serve kind of thing?
So the way I understand it, our bids are completed on Saturdays all at the same time. And whoever bids the highest for a game gets the game on their list. Okay. Now, as you can see, you have a budget of $100.
Yep.
So if you use all your money on bidding, you just can't bid anymore. So you have to keep that in mind when you're like picking up things and releasing them. Like you start with 100, you don't get the money back if you drop the game.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the money you have to play with over the course. So we've got 10 more picks. You can, if you only pick 10 more games, you have an average of $10 to bid on each game between the two of us. I don't see two of us having conflicting bids unless something like, say, God of War gets an official release date and we're just going to go ham. But I don't know. I'm interested to see how this goes. I'm already having fun with this. I think it's a good thing to add to our Make Me a Gamer repertoire.
Did you, like, so my list, did you predict or figure that this is what I would end up with, or were there surprises for you?
I think that Ghostwire Tokyo, I think, is a deep cut that I wouldn't have expected you to pull.
Oh.
I feel like a lot of the games you did pick, though, are ones you either have personal experience with or know about through, like, having a PlayStation at some point and whatnot. Like, this is a pretty solid list for you, I think. I'm happy with my list, too.
Okay.
If I was going for, like, super competitive, I probably wouldn't have picked Elden Ring. But, you know, I like to add a little spice to it. I gotta handicap myself a little bit because I
appreciate, yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. That's how we're starting 2021. We did our fantasy draft here. I hope this was entertaining for you guys to listen to. There was debate of possibly doing a
Discord or
Make Me a Gamer Discord league as well. This one is clearly just me and Harvey Z's personal grudge match between the two of us. But maybe we'll get other people in and do like another league. But it has to start pretty soon because we want to make sure we get as many games in as possible. Like Hitman 3 releases next week, so I don't know if we'll, like, not having that on the list would probably suck, but you know, there's plenty of other games to choose from. Anyway, thanks for listening. Harvey Z, where can they find you?
You can find me at TheZIsSilent on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at TManPlaysGames. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast. You can always email us at makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com, and you can join our Discord in the description below. Yes, there's a link in the description below. Whatever. You got it. That's it. Next week, we'll have some other fun stuff to talk about, I'm sure, because 2021 is not a disappointment in any way. I've been playing some games that I can catch Harvey up on, and I'm sure he's been playing something, right?
Right? Yes. Yes, sure. I've totally been in a gaming mood.
All right. Until next time, Harvey Z, you want to take us out?
Sure. I just realized, though, like, we didn't talk about, what are the stakes for this?
That's a good point.
Winner versus loser. Like, I mean, something's got to happen. End of the year, someone's got to be the king. And I think the Harvey Z trophy should go to Harvey Z. And I think you should pay for said trophy for me.
Oh, so you know what? Let's make that the stakes then. Whoever wins this, the other person gets them the Make Me a Gamer inaugural Fantasy League trophy and gets to name the trophy.
The loser gets to name it for the winner?
No, the winner gets to name the trophy and the loser buys them the trophy.
Deal. All
right, there we go. So those are the stakes this year.
You heard it here.
We'll see who comes out on top. Now I'm going to get serious.
Okay.
Now that I know what we're playing for.
Okay, now it's shit got real. There's... Okay. You don't know. You've already lost, son. Even if I win, I win. And if I lose, I win. Because I get to pick the trophy. Okay. I've got ideas.
Okay. You can't. Like,
nope. Nope. No. Nope. We're going to have to put some ended. Restrictions the on The show this. Is over.
You're not getting me a giant penis. Okay.
It's How did allowed. You guess? God damn it. Actually, it wasn't going to be a giant one. It was going to be a small one, but still.
Oh, that's even more insulting.
Well, it was actually going to be a butt plug, to be fair, but...